Watch, Bloomberg anchors laugh at Biden's price gouging inflation gaslighting. By John Carney on December 1, 2023. President Joe Biden's claim that businesses should be cutting prices because inflation has declined, and his accusation that not cutting amounts to price gouging, prompted laughter and derision Friday morning from the normally straight-laced anchors of Bloomberg TV's surveillance program. I have no idea who actually wrote this tweet, but it's got the president's name on it, so we should probably read it, said Bloomberg anchor Jonathan Farrow. Farrow then displayed President Biden's post on X.com accusing companies for price gouging for not cutting prices while inflation has declined. Farrow then read out an X.com post from Jim Bianco explaining the problem with Biden's core claim. It's not great when the president needs community notes underneath his tweet to explain why he is not exactly getting it right, anchor Lisa Abramovich added. Does he understand, or do his people understand, between slowing inflation and deflation? Or is there a sense that he's trying to cater to a certain political anger that has created a real negative draw on his polling? Abramovich went on to point out that the Biden statement, which Biden has made repeatedly this week, undermines the credibility of the administration on economic matters. It feels very political, and yet I wonder if anyone says, just letting you know, it's going to seem a little off, considering it is economically wrong, Abramovich said. Farrow said that he refused to believe that Biden economic advisers such as Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and White House Chief Economist Leal Brainard do not understand the difference between falling inflation and deflation. This is pure politics and nothing else, Farrow said. This raises the question of what is the policy going forward if the Inflation Reduction Act was more geared towards certain infrastructure building? What is their plan to message this? Not necessarily to address inflation, but to message this heading into next year? Abramovich said. The two anchors returned to the Biden claim later in the program. Who writes these tweets for the President of the United States? There's no way that President Biden is sitting down at his iPhone and whacking these out, Farrow said. After reading the X.com post from the president, Farrow added described its contents as politics and bad economics. To me, the real issue is, what does this signal about the desperation to try to push the blame of inflation onto someone else, Abramovich added. A lot of people will just categorically say it is nonsense.